Well, as the cold winter bears down on mid-Michigan, you might be keeping yourself warm with a quilt. Maybe even one that's been in your family for quite some time, right? And this weekend, the Flint Institute of Arts opens an exhibit dedicated to this folk art. Current State's Jamie Paisley went to Flint for a preview of the exhibit and also got to speak with one of the quilting artists, Yvonne Wells, who might not be used to our Michigan cold, right, Jamie?
Yeah, when I heard that Ms. Wells, in her mid-70s, and I would not dare divulge the woman's exact age, of course, that Ms. Wells was coming to the Flint Institute of Arts here in Michigan, and from up in Alabama she's coming down from, and in January, well, I wanted to make sure she was ready for whatever the temperature was going to be.
I am. I think I have a precursor here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. For the last 3 or 4 days, we have been extremely cold. So I have got myself ready. I'm prepared to inhale the cold temperatures that are there.
And I think the first quilt that you made had a similar kind of, you were cold when you made it.
My oldest daughter graduated from high school in 79. So I was making quilts, or trying to make quilts in 1979, that she could at least have something to carry with her at that time. I was making these funny-looking traditional quilts. Pattern quilts, trying to make them, but every time I made them, they didn't look like anything that I had seen, but they looked good to me. So one day on the floor, while I was stepping on fabrics and all kinds of notions, I said, I think I can make a story. So I laid it all out there on the floor, which was our game room, and everything was in there, ping pong table and everything. We played and did everything in this big room. And I laid it out there, and I made the crucifixion. That was my first story quilt. It was very simple at that time, and it was so satisfying to see the completion of one of the things that I had been seeing and feeling all along, and to see it come to fruition. It was almost mind-boggling. I had done this. Because if you know me, if you ever get a chance to know me, you know that I don't do anything that is done perfect. Everything I do is kind of out of the norm.
It's taken you a whole lot of places, too. Even the White House, I understand. Tell me about the first time you heard that you were going to be showing something at the White House.
I didn't go to the White House, but my quilt was not commissioned, but I was invited to make a piece for the Blue Room. And I did that when the Clintons were in power. At the recommendation of Michael Moore, he was the director of the Renwick Gallery and Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. So I made this stuffed heart and an outline of the state of Alabama, putting on it some of the interesting points of Alabama. So when I did send it there, and when during the process, I was so excited when I got this information that they wanted it, that I was selected. I called directly to the White House, to the Blue Room, and I talked with somebody there, and that was even more important to me than it was making the quilts, because I didn't ever think I could dial the White House from my house. That was amazing.
that's putting it very mildly amazing. Holy cow, wow. We're speaking with Ms. Yvonne Wells, Alabama quilter who created about a third of the quilts that'll be on display starting this weekend at the Flint Institute of Arts exhibit From Heart to Hand, an exhibition of African-American quilts organized by the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts in Montgomery, Alabama. And Ms. Wells, one of the story quilts on display has to do with a big moment in sports history. What is that quilt?
The Great American Pastime. Homage to Jackie Robinson. And you can look at that and see that I use a lot of funny things, and you will see a complete team that's on the field. And also, which is interesting, and somebody brought it to my attention, is to make sure that when you talk about this quilt, they will look up in the stand and see the birds eating popcorn that somebody had spilled. I said, okay. And also, Ms. Wells, make sure that they see the little bat that's in the on-deck circle. And it's not a piece of fabric. It is a button in the shape of a bat. See, when I go out and just look around. Like, I'm not looking for anything in particular, but I'm looking for things. And I would just pick and buy it. I would buy it and just bring it home. And one day, something is going to come into my mind that I need to put this on. So when I saw this button, I said, now, oh, yeah, this is exactly what I need. So I brought it home, and then some year, a year maybe so afterwards, I incorporated it into the Great American Pastime.
So after speaking with quilter Yvonne Wells, I went to the Flint Institute of Arts to speak with Tracy Glab, curator of collections and exhibitions at FIA, and to see this display of 30 quilts, which comprises the exhibition called From Heart to Hand. Now, while the quilt gallery opens to the public on Sunday, there is a way, Tracy explains, to see them, as well as quilter Yvonne Wells, in person.
It is our preview of the exhibition. It's a ticketed event. Members are $35 and non-members are $50. But it includes a great array of activities, including at the very start, a conversation with artist Yvonne Wells, whose quilts are featured in the show, and curator Stephanie James from the Mott Warsh Collection in Flint. They're both going to have a Q&A, a conversation about her work, about Wells's work. And then after that is followed by a reception, preview of the exhibition, and live music. And that goes up until about 9:30.
And then the opening proper of the quilts is going to be on Sunday?
On Sunday, the next day, and it is going to be free. It's sponsored by First Merit Bank.
Will Yvonne be here for that one as well?
No, unfortunately she returns to Alabama where she lives the next day.
And a lot of what I'm seeing in the gallery right now, there's a lot of fairly patterned work, but there's also a few storied quilts.
Sure.
Could you talk about those differences?
Sure. Well, we start the exhibition with a section titled Tradition. And that's where you're going to see the basic quilt patterns, the things that people are most used to, like log cabin and star pattern. But then the second section is called Improvisation, and that is where artists really start to take those patterns and do interesting things with them. They do a riff on it, so like jazz. The last section is called Narrative or Storytelling, and that is where, as you mentioned, the quilts come into play that are more about narrative, a story either from a fable, from the Bible, or from history.
We're in front of one of Yvonne Wells's, a very red one, very brightly red, and it is Yesterday, Civil Rights in the South 3. How would you describe what we're seeing in this tableau?
Sure. Well, it is really the epitome of a storytelling quilt, because what Ms. Wells has done here is she has shown several stories within one quilt. It goes all the way back to the Mayflower in the lower right-hand corner, through cotton picking, lynching, Rosa Parks bus stand, up to the Birmingham bombing of a church, and on and on and on. And in the exhibition, we are going to have a didactic panel next to the quilt, which will explain what each symbol represents. And Yvonne has taken great pains to include details like segregated water fountains to show the civil rights struggle in Alabama.
And I see the state capitol as well. And what are the flags that are in ascending order up there?
Correct. So she's shown the state capitol in Montgomery with the Confederate flag, which flew there until it was moved off-site, and then now it's completely removed. But at the time that she made this quilt, it was still flying in the state capitol.
So there is a set of 30 various quilts that we're looking at. How were they all assembled?
Well, it's very interesting because, in a sense, these quilts are making a homecoming being here in Flint, because they were all collected by a Michigan collector from Birmingham named Kemp Hogan. He collected these quilts over 17 years. He collected 48 quilts, and 30 of them are going to be on view here in Flint. But he donated them. He thought it was very important that they stay in the state that they were made. So he donated them to the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts for that reason. But because they're here temporarily on exhibit, they are coming back to Michigan.
Curator of the Flint Institute of Arts, Tracy Glab, on the display opening this weekend, From Heart to Hand, an exhibition of African-American quilts organized by the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts in Montgomery, Alabama. You can find more information about this exhibit, including those story quilts by Yvonne Wells, which runs through April 10th, at flintarts.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.